NFDB is a very young organization, which was just started in the year 2006, with the basic objective of bringing in a sort of a professional management in fisheries through coordinated efforts, maybe with ICAR institutes, with the state fisheries departments, NGOs, IGOs, and all such organizations which are addressing fisheries in the country. And by doing this, we are trying to empower people, we are trying to empower women, we are creating jobs for people, at the same time looking for the nutritional and food security. Maybe the export is always there, which is the last priority for NFDB. That has been given to MPEDA. With this as the objective, and we thought, you know, it is apt and good that we should address some of the issues, just not only for shrimp, but even for various other aquaculture products in the country. That is the intention with which we are working in close, I would say, association with all the research and development organizations in the country. NFDB, as NACA is doing, we are only a facilitating agency. We are not the people to work in the field, but at the same time, we try to support them how, you know, to work. So that is the crux of the whole institution. And with this objective, I wish to just come to the today's topic, BMPs. BMPs for whom? For the small farmers. Basically, I think these two issues have to be properly understood. Then only I think we'll be able to address the real issue of what is really required here. For all of us, it is only a discussion here, but to be carried forward to the farmers. Basically, that is the issue. Anyway, this, as Dr. Giri just now explained, I think, you know, we are trying to address some of the issues, like developing BMP through Dr. Ekanath, SIFA, the BMPs for the catfish, which is gaining momentum and importance in the country, but all the same, we are also getting into a lot of problems. Likewise, I wish here, even we need to develop BMP for Venami. Venami again has come to India for the good of India maybe now, but I don't know where we are heading. In fact, the production is going up very high, and maybe that is because of that reason we are at something like about 10,000 crore rupees export value today. So like that, I think, you know, these are all the issues which we need to address holistically, looking to the requirements of the small farmers, basically. So what is that NFDB can do in this regard to address the issues related to especially shrimp farming in the country? I think we have a lot of good schemes which can really support the, I would say, BMP is just not, it is not a Bible. It is only a guideline. So how do we improve the production and productivity through safe measures for the country, especially to be taken up by the small farmers? So these are all the issues. Keeping these things in view, I would like to just mention a few things here. One is, we need to have a clear, good document on BMP in all languages where shrimp culture is taken up. I think that we have not done so far. We have been telling so many frameworks are there, so many documents are there, but a comprehensive document is very much essential, which should be developed. Maybe in collaboration with NACA, SIBA should take the lead in this regard, or maybe MPEDA. I think, you know, that is where I think it's very much important, I would say. And all these initiatives could be supported by NFDB. It is not a big problem. Then, of course, the other important issue I would say here is the access for quality feed, quality seed, and then, of course, establishment of good testing laboratories. I think these are the issues which we need to really discuss. Probably, I think, you know, it's very important in the sense, if you look at the quality seed, we tried, NFDB as an organization in collaboration with all our ICAR institutions, we tried to bring in SPF concepts into shrimp industry, especially with regard to the Monodon, and even now, in fact, with Venami as well. So that means this seed is the mother of, I would say, the production system. Unless the seed quality is maintained or good quality seed we are getting, we are just talking that it only reduces the stress, but again, it can lead to outbreak of disease. So we need to address this issue. I think this is a national issue which is addressed very well. Now, in fact, very recently, we have gone for expression of interest to establish multiplication centers And also we have supported for establishing the quarantine facilities in the country, and which we wish to take it to the farmers level, the shrimp growers level, because the quarantine facility which we have established at the national level in Chennai is found to be very inadequate. We need to take this forward and probably facilitate people to see that they import the brood stock of good quality and use only that, instead of maybe some people may resort to what you call going for the pond-reared brood stock, which may again lead to a lot of other problems in the coming years. So that is the issue, which is a burning issue, I would say, for the country, and we are taking care of this. And then, of course, the feed. In fact, small farmers, the major issue was with the feed, in fact. And the feed technology, we don't have a standard feed, which has to be utilized for this, especially shrimp. And some, you know, and I would say here, maybe that, you know, we are, as scientists, we are big experts in giving so many formulations, but we are yet to come out with a single formulation which is good for this region and all that. So I think, you know, there is a lot of thing required, but all the same, now anyway, we have lots of information, literature available, and how to make the feed and all that. To promote the feed industry, we have developed some good schemes, even for small farmers as well as the large farmers or the entrepreneurs. Then, of course, with regard to promotion of, I would say, that testing laboratory. See, we don't have a feed testing laboratory in the country. So we say that feed is very good, but, you know, the cost is 60 rupees means we think it is good. 45 rupees means we think feed is bad, of bad quality. Are we, you know, complying to the requirements of the animal? Or are we able to assess how much it is and how much is the approximate composition, whether it is feasible and things like that? I think this also we have taken a big lead, I would say. NFDB is in collaboration with SIBA and SIFA. In fact, we have developed the diagnostic laboratories, guidelines and all that, which could be given to all the states in the country. It's almost 100% grant, something like about 40 lakh rupees for an inland diagnostic lab and about 55 lakh rupees for a coastal or a maritime diagnostic lab. I think this is the initiative which we are trying to support to address the issue related to BMP. Then, of course, the other important issue is building awareness. As rightly put in by many of our people here, I think this is a great activity which needs a lot of support. Because today, awareness building through mass media, through, you know, maybe newspapers, or maybe even we can go to the level of ICT, the information communication technology, where we are even thinking in terms of the virtual congress through the multimedia or through, you know, the video conferencing, and all such things are into the industry today. I think, you know, we are addressing these issues, some of these issues, even through Swaminathan Foundation here in Chennai. And then, of course, another very important thing is now many of our farmers have not registered their farms where BMP is taken. That means we don't have a clear document or an inventory to say that we have so many farmers who are registered and who are taken up BMP. Of course, this issue is being addressed by MPEDA and also, of course, our Coastal Aquaculture Authority. I think we need a clear document on this. That is also very, very important. And then, of course, another, I would say, very important requirement is networking the BMP farmers. Basically, I think, you know, we are in the IT world today, and probably it is not difficult in India because India is a giant in IT, and that too, the southern India is supposed to be the leader in IT in the whole, I would say, world. So that being the case, I think, you know, we need to bring in the concepts of networking, which is also equally very, very important, so that the issues can be just like that discussed or can be brought to the notice of the concerned people through networking. That would be very easy. I think this is another issue which I think NACA should take forward. This apart, we are trying to establish or develop what you call the cage aquaculture in the country in reservoirs. Of course, some efforts we have made through piloting for marine cage culture through CMFRI. Now we are just planning to take up this cage aquaculture. I don't know how it really got clicked. I would like to just mention here, under the mission mode program for the protein supplements, 100 crore rupees, or I would say 1,000 million rupees, has been allocated for developing cage aquaculture in the country. So we don't have any guidelines as such. See, let us just also diversify our thinking, especially NACA. It is not shrimp alone. there are many more issues we need to address, and probably you need to give some of your time on these issues. And cage culture being new for the country anyway, I just had a discussion chat with Dr. Sena. But all the same, we need a lot of inputs for this before we take these things forward, because neither the Indian scientific community nor the entrepreneurs have any, we don't have much experience. It's only still initial phase of learning. But I think we are heading towards a very important activity which requires a lot of support, technical support, and of course financial support is always there. And piloting should be done in a proper way. I think we need to look into development of some of these, the BMPs for these things. Then another very important issue which was raised by somebody, I think, is insurance. I know, of course, the credit and insurance are the two things which are, I would say, a sort of a driving force or an encouraging incentives which can help implementing any activity and making it, you know, more risk-free. So when BMP is trying to avoid risk, insurance also can take care of risk to a certain extent. In this regard, I think we had a series of meetings with IRDA, that is the Insurance Regulatory Authority of India, and we are coming up, and of course MPEDA has already made a good beginning, and their proposal also has come to NFDB, and we are trying to subsidize 50% of the premium, I mean, which they are supposed to pay for the insurance. So that also is taken care. Probably this can be, you know, brought into the BMP and wherever it is really feasible. Then another very important issue is the exposure visits, of course, which comes under publicity and awareness building and all that. We do have a lot of support, especially for, I would say, the taking farmers outside. We have not tried. We are trying to do that, but we are finding it difficult. But within the country, absolutely, there is no problem. If NACSA or the MPDA or some organization can take up this, I think it is not a big issue. We can always build awareness amongst the people to take up such of these activities wherever good practices are being followed or the results are positive. So the last but not the least, maybe, I think, the marketing. I think, and it's very, very, it's the whole crux of the problem of success depends more on marketing. And more so, the development of a regional market or a domestic market is very, very important. Through well-established cold chains, which can take care of the quality concerns and also the food safety issues. I think this is being addressed by the National Fisheries Development Board. We wish to promote shrimp as a commodity for the domestic market. See, China, if you look at China, 70 or 80% of the produce goes for internal consumption. It is not that Indians don't want to eat or it is very costly for Indians. No, it is not that, because we are not used to eating some of these processed foods or the frozen foods. That is the reason we are yet to find a market for some of these products. But we are trying to do all this. Maybe in collaboration with CIFT, we have some project where we are trying to develop some value-added products, not for shrimp anyway, for fish. So that also we try to bring into the domestic markets. And we are supporting in a very big way to the, I would say, especially to the quasi-government organizations and all that, for establishing good market network in the country. So these are all some of the initiatives which NFDB has taken forward. And I would like to just say one word here. The governance issues have to be properly understood by people who are implementing. Unless it is done, probably I think maybe the investments and the support what we give through a scientific approach may not really yield the good results. And I am so happy today to share that NFDB and ICR institutions are working in tandem for everything, I would say. Wherever there is a problem, we always approach the concerned institution, and they are, I would say, very, very, you know, encouraging for NFDB, and they take things forward in the right spirit. And that is the reason why Dr. Ekanath is trying to address some of these pungaceous issues. And if you look at SEBA, I think the whole of, I would say, the SEBAS and even the shrimp BMP and all that, and even and all these things are being addressed by SEBA go to CAFRI, we have supported them for, I would say, the cage aquaculture in reservoirs and also impact assessment of the reservoir fisheries development in the country. And CAFT, we have requested them for value-added products and all. I think, you know, that is the way NFDB should work, and we are in line with the requirement of the country. But only thing, it has to be properly understood by people and then try to address some of these issues wherever you find it feasible, and for which NFDB is always there to play a supportive role. Thank you.